Pork, dairy, wheat, and rice producer organizations have called on the Obama administration to move on with the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations without Japan.
TPP is the single most important trade agreement out there, and unfortunately there are some speed bumps here with Japan. And the offer the Japanese are making on not only on pork, but on the other so-called sensitive products as labeled by the Japanese are utterly unacceptable.
National Pork Producers Council Vice President for International Affairs Nick Giordano says the implications of allowing Japan to exempt large segments of agricultural products could impact other trade negotiations.
Japan is the centerpiece of TPP for the pork industry and for most of us in American agriculture, but we can't have TPP with Japan at any cost. And the price Japan is asking now is way too high. We don't get the access we need. Producers, frankly, can't allow the Japanese to steal their bacon, because it's not just about the U.S. being cheated out of billions and billions of dollars of food and ag sales to Japan. If we take this deal that Japan's offering rather than the deal we always get, which is elimination of tariffs and full and fettered market access, I mean, that's bad enough. But it's worse. This is a legacy issue, because the EU is going to take notice of it in the TTIP negotiations, for example.
Giordano says Japan has basically two choices.
Either they do what every other U.S. trading partner has done and what the other TPP partner countries are prepared to do, which is fully open their economy, or they stand down and exit TPP and come back in the second later tranche of nations, like with the Philippines, for example, when the Japanese are ready to do what everybody else is willing to do.
We can expect to hear more about trade issues at World Pork Expo in Des Moines this week, especially when Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack visits on Thursday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.